Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast, and I am super happy to have an extremely talented singer, guitarist, pretty much everything right now, on the show with me today. We have Chloe Chaidez of Nasty Cherry and, of course, Kitten, who we're here to talk about for Goodbye Honeymoon Phase, which came out just, I believe, last October. How are you, Chloe?
Good. How are you? What an intro.
Oh, well, you know, you deserve it. I mean, honestly, the Goodbye Honeymoon Phase is fantastic. I'm digging on the Nasty Cherry stuff as well. You know, you've had a really busy end of last year.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot. It was so fun.
Well, I can well imagine, and that's one of the things, especially watching the video. Like, I thought Memphis is probably my favorite song of yours that I've listened to. I think it's awesome, and you know, but watching the video for Memphis and me especially, it looks like you are having a lot of fun.
I definitely did, yeah. We live at that house. So that was a lot of fun. I felt very comfortable in the environment. And yeah, we try to have fun with what we do, not take ourselves too seriously.
Now, when it comes to the album Goodbye Honeymoon Phase, I feel like to me it sounds like you're adding just a little bit of sounds and it's kind of a little bit of an evolution of the Kitten sound. Would you agree, or is that something that you're aiming for?
I would definitely agree. Yeah, we wanted to. I mean, I personally was a little bit tired of being compared to bands from the 80s. And, yeah, I wanted to challenge myself because for so many years that's the comparison that I've gotten from my music. And I like so much music that I thought that was a crime. It was just that. So, definitely a departure from anything we've done.
Now, as you're working on the album, I mean, especially with you and your musical background, how do you go about writing the songs then?
That's very collaborative. The way that we write. Usually, you know, we start some sort of musical bed. And then, or often like a lyrical, like nugget, like a hook. And then we kind of work from there, like conceptually. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess for Goodbye Honeymoon Phase, for the most part, we started with a lyrical concept and kind of worked around that.
Well, that's cool. And then I also want to talk about I'm With the Band on Netflix. Now, that of course, came out November 15th of last year. How is it to try to be a part of, well, a TV show that's a band and of course, also being part of Kitten?
First and foremost, awesome. It's such an amazing opportunity that, you know, I didn't expect would come along. That's just, you know. So, you know, being on Netflix and all. So, yeah, no, it's awesome. But, of course, yeah, it gets hard balancing too sometimes. Not so much the show, but just the two bands. But, I mean, like people balance, you know, jobs and kids and much harder things than two bands. So it's like, you can do it, Chloe.
Yeah, I guess that is one way to look at it. That it's if it's something that you enjoy especially is so. I mean, it is just two bands, and I would think that it must be a lot of fun. And then what was it like actually shooting the show?
Really exciting and really fun. You know, it was obviously the first for all of us, including Charlie and Emmy, who created the show. And so, yeah, it was just a really magical time that it was so cool that a lot my life and my friends' lives were documented at that time. Not only Nasty Cherry, of course, them, but also everyone else. Like, you know, so it's really fun, and I, you know, to meet the girls. And okay.
Now, I'm interested because, of course, being in two bands, like, what's it like dealing with the personalities from both bands, right? Do they each have kind of a different personality? I mean, obviously, music-wise, they certainly do, but, like, is there, like, a vibe within the band that's quite a bit different from one to the other?
I think that projects pull from different inspiration, but I think they also... I think that, for me, one will inspire the other, too. Like, there's different personalities in each group, and there's different references being said, and I think that that actually makes for a really refreshing headspace when I'm working. Yeah, they're different snowflakes, for sure.
So one of the things that I've noticed is that you're releasing more EPs with Kitten. Now, is that kind of a designed move to release EPs as opposed to putting out a full album?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just kind of happened that way. We definitely plan on releasing a second album soon. So, no, that's definitely not intentional. I mean, I think that people in, you know, 2020, 2019, 2018, I think people just want new music in whatever form that is. Or I like to think so, because I've done EPs, so I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of worked out that way.
Well, and I guess it's nice if you can just, if you have the luxury, I guess, of being able to release something more consistently as opposed to an album, which could generally take, you know, a couple of years to get out there. So, I mean, if this way you were able to release yearly, then it probably does keep the name out there that much more.
Yeah, definitely. You know, quicker.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about as well is your live act. I know that that I've seen some really, it looks like, a super fun live show. You're very energetic, one would say. But like, especially now with the Nasty Cherry and with the band, do you think that it will allow Kitten to get more live shows and perhaps to get bigger tours?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, the platform of Netflix would, you know, support both bands and in the music, you know. But yeah, I hope so. I mean, you always want to play bigger shows and sell, you know, more tickets and more merch and just like connect with more people. So hopefully, yeah, definitely. But we have a lot of other stuff going on too that'll help that, hopefully too.
So now, is the goal, I guess, then, I mean, obviously Kitten's ongoing, like, is the goal then to carry on with Nasty Cherry as well and kind of tour both bands?
Yeah, that's the goal. And I think it's possible because I've done it for the past year in a really hectic time for both bands. So I think it's definitely possible, and not that it's possible, but I'm doing it. That's what I want to do. So, who knows, you know, we'll see what happens, but that's what I want to do, yeah.
And I mean, one of the things that you've had the chance to work with some amazing people. I mean, you've toured with Smashing Pumpkins, and of course Charlie and Paramore and that kind of thing. What's it been like working with a lot of those artists?
I mean, amazing. I think sometimes when you open for someone like Smashing Pumpkins or play a show with some of these artists, like, the best part is just watching them and observing them on stage, or, I don't know, their behavior on and off. I'm just, oh, man, look at how classy that bro is. So, yeah, I don't know. I think watching them on stage is usually, like, my favorite part. But it's been awesome, yeah. For some cool people.
Yeah, because I guess that especially as a young band, it would be good to see how they carry themselves and to see those kind of things that you could learn and kind of hopefully take into the way that you carry yourself going forward.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, another thing that I see, of course, is that you've covered some fantastic songs from Elton John, Leslie Gore, and Culture Club during Pride Month. How, you know, where did that idea come from?
We, as in my friend who does most of the kitten imagery, and Esther, actually, we wanted to support gays, pretty much it, and recognize a lot of the great, you know, gay icons from our time and celebrate them, and that was that.
Well, nothing wrong with that, nothing at all. So then, after this goodbye honeymoon phase, like, when do you think that you'd consider going back into the studio? Like, are you constantly recording and constantly coming up with new ideas for the next songs?
Definitely, yeah. Always writing, and I'm definitely in a very creative headspace right now. So, watch out, cats.
And then, of course, you've got a tour with Water Parks coming up. When does that start?
We actually just did that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, this is great, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, again, like I say, you crazy, crazy busy end of the year. I assume that 2020 is just going to kind of carry on being just as crazy.
We'll see.
So, yeah, so then, middle of January, say, like, what are your, the most pressing plans that are upcoming for Kitten?
I'm going to say, I can't say.
All right.
Top secret shit.
Okay. Top secret shit. All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Hopefully it's something awesome and that everybody will hear about it soon then.
They will.
Okay. Well, well, Chloe, I'm going to give you the chance right now to plug where they can find Kitten, where they can find Nasty Cherry, all that stuff for the fans.
www.kittentheband.com. Everything is there. Instagram, Kitten the Band. Twitter, Kitten the Band. My kitchen, Kitten the Band. The mall, Kitten the Band. Kitten the Band. And Nasty Cherry Band as well. With all that same shit.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Chloe. I really appreciate it. I really enjoy Goodbye Honeymoon Phase, and hope that everybody takes the time to give it a listen. I think they should watch I'm With the Band as well. So overall, good luck in the future, and I hope to hear nothing but the best from you. Chloe Chaydez.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Cool. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye.
Girl, but you know it's Demolition Girl, I'm a bedroom girl, but you know, it's all the same thing. Demolition Girl, shut out loud. You know, you are depressing. Does your mother care? Does she still pray by? This time next you'll be married, and you'll quit your job, and I bet she'll never come back to Memphis. I bet she'll never come back to Memphis. You didn't have one in Memphis. Where's your heart? Play your favorite record and maybe we can relate more. I'm an Avril kid. Yes, I said it. I loved her. I am a human. Feel 64, feel 34. I'm 24, just a robot. And it's so serene, think I'm relaxing it. I'm feeling all so important. Let's take a trip, give me a kiss. Don't wanna sit on this. Where's your stereo? Ooh la la, bet you didn't have one in Memphis. Where's your heart? Play your favorite record and maybe we can relate more. I'm an Avril kid. Yes, I said it. I loved her. I am a human. Just 64, feel 34. I'm 24, just a robot. And it's so serene, think I'm relaxing in. I'm feeling all so important. Let's take a trip, give me a kiss. Don't wanna sit on this. And I'll never come back to Memphis. Delay, missing you isn't something that I am used to. Did you expect? I cannot expect the way that I feel about you. Let's run away, let's get away. We can choose a house on the hillside with a wooden fence. I could stay at home, wear my hair up nice with the children. I'll be a loving mom, won't judge at all, and we'll never go back to Memphis. And when you cry, just remember that when deep cuts are piercing through, you know that you can always cry on my shoulder. Skyscrapers feel like sandpaper. I know how words can hurt you. You're a warrior, my warrior. You know I'll be your armor. The times are hard when we connect and you let go, you are perfect. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. We'll never go back to Memphis. And we'll never go back to Memphis.